and researching, building, and creating incredible projects on a topic they're curious about and want to learn more about.
And after 2 months of hard work, we're really excited to show you these awesome projects.
As a reminder, please honor each presenter by listening and applauding at the end of the presentation.
Let's welcome Roman. He's a fan of Yu-Gi-Oh cards, and his favorite class is Chipboard.
Hey guys, welcome to my Genius Hour. So you may be wondering what my Genius Hour is about. My Genius Hour is basically about Minecraft mods. So I'm making Minecraft mods, making videos on creating Minecraft mods, and if you're wondering what a Minecraft mod is, it's a fan-made addition or modification to the game Minecraft. And with Minecraft mods, you could do stuff like this, Godzilla in Minecraft, or this, random recipes in black holes, or just items that give you random items. Why does this matter? It's Java code, and Java code is actually pretty good. It's actually something that can be useful in a lot of different areas. Minecraft is popular, and it's just fun to just have whatever you want to add to the game Minecraft. My steps of action were I learned to read Minecraft mod code, and I learned to create my own Minecraft mods, and then I made Minecraft mods. Then I made videos on creating Minecraft mods. Struggles and successes. I kind of struggled in finding myself to actually create the video and to learn how to create Minecraft mods, but I was pretty successful in making the mods in the end. And so here is a video on what I did on the
basically the different file folders are saying, hey, this is just basically this folder says this is just a bunch of different information for the mod. This is like configurations for the mod. This like structures. Basically, it's a lucky block, which is like a box that you break and you get random things. This will tell you, hey, this folder will have information on if you break the block, you might get a structure. Like this, if you shoot a certain Minecraft bow, you get random items. And then this says when you break the block, you'll get random items. This says that this basically is like changing how much luck is defined inside of the block by crafting. This tells you, hey, this is how the lucky block will spawn. But these are just different files right now. There's no information inside of them. This is just random information about how it'll show up in a Minecraft mod pack. This tells you recipes for the mod. This tells you different things about the textures in the mod, and this will tell I forgot what that does and this will tell you this tells you about the structures, and this tells you, hey, these are how the structures respond when you break the block. And so you go into this folder assets, and so you create this folder lucky, and it will tell you, hey, this is stuff for the lucky block mod specific. Yeah, this will tell you stuff about the lucky block mod specifically. I just pause. We have the video pause because like it will take too long if we continue the entire video. Anyways, thank you for watching my Genius Hour presentation. Bye.
Cancer the disease. Cancer is a group of diseases involving abnormal cell growth with the potential to invade or spread to other parts of the body. These contrast with benign tumors which do not spread. Cancer is a group of diseases that come from your DNA and don't spread. When I figured out about cancer, I wanted to look more into it, and that is my genius hour. What I did. I made a website to show the facts and science for cancer, and I started a blood donation event nearby for people to donate blood to cancer patients for ages 18 and older, or if your parents would like to donate blood. This blood will go to hospitals specialized in cancer, all thanks to people who donated blood. I'm also researching more about cancer and the side effects, the main thing that happens when you get cancer, and how you can get cancer. Why I did this? Cancer refers to any one of a large number of diseases characterized by the development of abnormal cells that divide uncontrollably and have the ability to infiltrate and destroy normal body tissue. Cancer also can spread throughout your body and is known as the second leading cause of death in the world. Download are all types of cancers that I've known so far, which are right here. And cancers caused by changes, also known as mutations, to the DNA within cells. The DNA inside a cell is packaged into a large number of individual genes, each of which contain a set of instructions telling the cell what functions to perform as well as how to grow and divide. The challenges and struggles. Some of my first struggles were trying to find a hospital that was willing to let me do this event. I found St. Jude's Children's Hospital, so I emailed them, but they responded saying that they only have one location in Memphis, Tennessee. They told me I had to check out the nearby ones to do it, and I'm still in the process of making the event, but it'll probably be later this year if the hospital allows me to. You never know. The other challenges are making a website so I can share with my friends and family members, and I got through that though. The successes and goals accomplished. I was finally able to finish my website, which was a relief, and share with the information about cancer to my friends and family members so they can spread the word too. It's like a chain, a good one that can make an impact on people. I just wanted to help donate blood to cancer patients because this disease is deadly. At least, it's not contagious, but still, more than 600,000 people die from this disease every year, which is about 2,000 people a day. I just wanted to help people by spreading the word by doing this. I hope you guys do too. Thank you. I didn't leave it bare because, I mean, it was a marking one. That's it. Thank you.
Now let's look at it.
Look at how cute this animal is. It wouldn't be cute if it was covered in plastic. It wouldn't, really? Raise your hand if you use plastic.
Me.
Everybody. Plastic isn't all bad, but most of it ends up in our ocean. We can reuse plastic in ways with recycled art. So, why does this matter? Well, a lot of species are dying. Sea turtles, sharks, whales, sawfish, manatees, manatees. They're all dying. It's not because of predator versus prey, rebreeding. It's us, humans, and pollution. We're killing our animals. We're killing our ocean. Well, I recycled, but in a different way. I reused all my stuff. I made projects out of them. I made headphone cases. I made containers, working on a dream catcher, just stuff. But what did I do? Well, like I just said, I used my recyclables to make projects to help our environment and something that I can use. And, well, how does this affect them? The less recyclables there are, the more chance they have to live and survive in the world. My struggles and successes. Well, I make cool things, one of my successes, but I didn't make as many as I planned. I only made like two things. I'm working on the third one, but I want to keep making projects. But say no to plastics. I mean, animals can be dead. That's not happy. Yeah, just say no to plastic. Okay, thank you.
Now, the last person is someone who loves to eat at Chick-fil-A.
Let's get up for Yin.
As a raise of hand, how many times have you seen someone live before? All of us, or most of us. Hi, my name is Ian Robledo, and my genes are trash. What is trash? Trash is unwanted or unusable material, or any substance which is discarded after primary use, or use, defective and of no use. A byproduct, by contrast, is a joint product of relatively minor economic value. How is it caused? It's when a random person lives on a street, or when it rains and the rainwater moves it into the storm drain. When there's heavy wind, it can pick it up, leaving it into rivers or oceans, where there is improper waste disposal. Since there's a lot of trash in the world, it's killing a lot of coral reefs, making it dangerous for endangered species of fish relying on coral reefs to survive. All the trash can create methane in the air, which makes symptoms of weakness, suffocation, and loss of consciousness. 2 billion tons of trash is in the ocean, and throwing away the wrong things as plastic goes into the ocean, making 2 billion bigger. All the trash the fish are eating may have eaten a piece of fish that is contaminated with trash, making it dangerous for you. How can you help? Using recycled bag when you shop can prevent plastic from being thrown away. Once done, you can still use it after. Not throwing away means when you're eating, you can instead of throwing away, you can save it for later or for use. So-called garbage is an experiment. You could use it for experiment or as an activity. Planning out meals is really good because you can plan out the portions so you don't have to throw away. Going big. I decided to live a zero waste lifestyle for a week, meaning not throwing food or garbage. So throughout the week, I did not throw any food or garbage. Instead, I used the trash for later use. Struggles and successes. Not throwing was hard due to me doing it like every day. Finding out my talk was hard too because there are many options. In the end, I chose trash due to my interest in showing people how they can help. Finally, changing bad habits is always hard, but when you get out and throw away the right things, it is harder than you expect. Oh, shoot. Successes. I was able to solve my bad habits, which made me struggle with the project. And for me, guys, made this work, people can change the way to throw away and start recycling. Finish Hours was a success because it made it hard for me to make a project and finish it on a topic that should be taken more seriously. Here are my resources. Thank you.